Welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined once again by Dr. Milton Wolf, board-certified diagnostic radiologist and cousin of President Barack Hussein Obama. Good afternoon, doctor.
Greetings from the conservative heartland. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. Another look at Newt. Conservatives seek the not Mitt Romney candidate. That's very true.
You know, who would have thought it a few months ago that that Newt would be surging the way he is today?
Well, especially after the campaign got off to such a lousy start. Remember, his staff in Iowa got up and quit because Newt went on a vacation?
Well, you know, he certainly did a few things that didn't help himself. He went on the vacation as soon as he announced. He spoke ill of Paul Ryan's plan. And then some just other embarrassing things like the Tiffany's bill, the jewelry bill came out. You know, these sorts of things obviously don't help a campaign.
Yeah. Despite getting off to that less than perfect start, though, he has managed to climb his way in some polls all the way to the top. So that's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, he's such a solid person, at least when it comes to policy and being able to communicate the ideas and the issues that we face today. And one thing that is so important for elections is we need to make these races about ideas, not people. If we have a fight between two people, then it's all bets off. And really, the consequences of those kinds of elections, they don't mean nearly as much. But instead, when we put ideas on the ballot, we put discussions about what our proper role of government is, whether or not we're going to continue down this path that Barack Obama is taking us, which is a European-style social welfare state, or whether we're going to re-embrace our founding principles of limited government and the free market. When we discuss those ideas, conservatives win.
His debate performance has been brilliant. Wouldn't you agree?
He is astounding on the debates. He's really unmatched. And I almost hate saying that because once you get into the debates, it's all about trying to downplay and lower expectations. But he has just an encyclopedic knowledge and a fantastic ability to communicate. And it's not as though he hasn't put his foot in his mouth like we all have.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have the ability to take the complex and make it simple without ever seeming simplistic.
Yeah, you know, and I must confess, I like his attitude towards the liberal media.
He identifies them as a secondary opponent, and I think he's right. he's not scared to mix it up with them a little.
Yeah. All right, he's doing well now to the point where he's raising a lot of money. Some $3 million has come in the past month alone, and that is odd for his campaign. So that means he is gaining traction with the average Republican voter. He also abides by the 11th Amendment according to Ronald Reagan, which I think is a big help.
It is, and that, of course, is that thou shalt speak no ill of a fellow Republican. And in fact, I can't recall him specifically going after one of his opponents. I think the closest he has come is when he described Mitt Romney as a capable manager. And, a little bit of a backhanded compliment, I suppose.
Yeah.
But in reality, when he has been asked about his opponents, and particularly when his opponents have been in trouble with the media, and he's been asked about it, he has taken exactly the opposite approach and defended him against what he has considered to be unfair media practices.
Yeah, I do like that. Personal baggage has been an issue in the past, but he has taken a repentant stance, if you will, as of late.
You know, it's going to be tough. There's no question about it. And you know, the reality is, Madison wrote in the 51st Federalist Paper that there aren't any angels, either in government or in the citizenry, and that's a reality. And until the angels are willing to run for the White House, we're going to have to settle for a mere mortal.
Yeah.
And, Newt will not be the first, if he were to be elected, he would not be the first president to go through a divorce. That, of course, would be Ronald Reagan. There are all kinds of stories about Newt. You and I talked about this last time, and I'll bring it up again only because I think it's a very illustrative case of what the media has done, and that is these charges against Newt Gingrich that he supposedly served his cancer-stricken wife divorce papers while she lay on her deathbed. And God bless their daughter. That's Jackie Cushman, or Jackie Gingrich Cushman, who wrote a column about this, I think it's called Setting the Record Straight, some months ago, and said, wait a second, I love both my mom and dad. My mom is still alive. She did not have cancer. They were going through a divorce. The divorce started before she was in the hospital. I was there with them, and I don't recall this episode that you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I don't know who has the business of sticking their nose into that family's ordeal. So, Americans, we tend to be forgiving for personal issues, and each person's going to have to decide that on their own. But if we're going to decide an election as important as 2012 over who has been married the longest, then our nation's in trouble.
I want to ask you something about the news of the past 24 hours. With his ascension through the ranks, Gingrich has come under increasing heat from the media. And today the big story is the left-wing media hammering him for an acceptance of $1.6 million in the form of a consultant contract with Freddie Mac. I have to point out, that's a legal venture. You have a problem with what he did, his work with Freddie Mac?
I don't know yet exactly what he did. I do find it interesting that the media suddenly has discovered Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. They've given tens of millions of dollars to Democrats. They are, of course, at the epicenter of our financial collapse. And finally, the media has taken notice of them. I have to salute them for really being on the vanguard there.
Yeah, you know what bothers me about all of this? They're worried about $1.6 million in a consultant fee to Newt Gingrich, but they're not worried about $535 million going out the door and down the toilet with a company like Solyndra.
And this, of course, is the media. Now, it's still fair to ask the question, what was his role? Now, if his role is what he said it was, and that is that they hired him as a consultant, and he came in and he said, you can't be doing this. This makes no sense. You're telling me, this is according to Mr. Gingrich, you're telling me that you are making loans to people who have no credit history and you don't believe can pay it back. It will not work. Now, if that was the advice he gave them, they chose not to take it, and they still paid out the $1.6 million to him, that really shows you the caliber of people at Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
Bingo. And that's where I was going with it as well. All right. Always great to talk to you, Doctor. Appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too. Keep fighting the good fight, Andy.
Okay, will do. Dr. Milton Wolf.